Bezer Shem Mizbuch, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Ram Tzelkas Kim, the laws of impurity of vessels in the Sefer Torah in the Book of Purity, where in this Perek we continue with the next material, that of leather vessels, and as the Ram begins Halacha Alf, discussing from when does it begin receiving and being susceptible to Tumah. Kliar, regarding leather vessels. Me'imus HaMekab Tumah, from when is it susceptible for Tumah? So Haturmal, which is a certain container that the shepherds would put their food in, they would hang it from the neck, but Kiyetzibir, or things similar like that, it's Mishayachsim Sivsaisab. When one seals the edges, where he doubles over the edge and he stitches it, and Meyichris HaKleifen HaKetan HaMayitzna Gabi'ur, and he cuts off those little pieces that are sticking out from the top of the leather, and V'yasa Kichaisab, and he makes those straps of leather, which are used to close the container with that, that is when it's considered a Gemar Kli, and then it's Mekabel Tumah. Sukurtia, which is a type of a piece of leather where they would eat on it, like a placemat. It's Mishayachsim, it's when it's sealed, and V'yichrois, and when it's cut, again, the same criterion we said in the previous case, and V'yasu Tzitzisa, and here you also have to make its ornaments, which is a type of piece of metal which they stitch in the middle for beautification, then it's considered Gemar Kli. Ketuvliya, the next case, regarding a piece of leather which is a bedspread, it's Mishayachsim Yichris. Again, those two criteria of sealing it and of cutting off the pieces that stick out. Hakarva Keset Shalah, regarding a pillow and a cushion of leather, is Mishayachsim Sifsisein, is when the borders are sealed. And the Yichris HaKleif and the Yitzin, again, and when you cut off the pieces that stick out. And Mechenki, it's been all things that are similar, that have the same criterion. HaTfilin, regarding tefillin, it's Mishayigma HaKetzitza. It's when that's the container that the leather parchments go into, the bottom, when that box is closed, is finished, although one is going to put the straps on the tefillin, still Mekabel's Tumah is already receptive for Tumah because it already finished the tefillin, the straps are only something independent which just helps one perform the mitzvah. Or Harisa, regarding the leather of a cradle, where one is going to make, where they would normally attach to the leather of the cradle, a small leather piece to put the legs of the cradle on. So that's Ashiya Senelin, that's until you make it. Only then is it considered finished. Hasandal, sandals, is Mishi Kimiya, or the gear says Mishi Yikomet, which is when you make the folds in the leather, which is in the shape of the sandal. Haminal, shoes, are mishiyigoyv al ha'imum, is when you put it on the imum, which is the form of wood, which one puts on and makes the shoes on to dry, and then it gets dried on that. Now, v'masal l'charkim, but if he's going to end up dyeing it with karkim, like a yellow type of a dye, or l'sartit, and to make different figures, to make a beauty by carving in, then that's actually a karkim, v'yisartit, until you do those two things, only then is it considered as finished. As the Rambam tells in Halacha Beis, that regarding leather, it has to have a certain criterion, has to have a form of a vessel. So, Oy She'inu Lav Tzuris Kli, regarding leather that does not have a form of a vessel, Inu Mekabel Tumah, it's not receptive for Tumah. Lefikach, therefore, Kav Shel Ar, what would be called a leather spoon, what does that mean? She'koshin Lekde Kaitzim Al Kapeseim, which is for the palm. That's what Kaf is, like the shape of a spoon. That those who would gather the thorns or the gleanings would tie on their palms, kedishal yakim kait, so that the thorns should not harm them. In a mekabel tumah, it's not receptive to tumah. Neshu oy pasha, because it's a flat leather piece. When you love tzulis keli, and does not have a form of a vessel. And mechen or so to the piece of leather shemalakdim by gelei boker that they use to gather the animal feces. The or shachaisim by piabeim, and the leather they use to muzzle the mouth of the animal. And the or shemeshivim by hadvarim, or the gear says shemeshivim, that they used to chase away the bees, b'shosh leich and adash, when they take the honey from the honeycomb, from the beehive. V'or shemenifim b'yisaruch, and the piece of leather that they used to, like a fan, to blow the wind in the achim because of the heat. Tahirim, all these are pure v'ein mekabel tumah, because again, they don't have a tzura, b'kli, it's just a flat piece of leather. Halacha gimel, kol beis ha'etzboi shel or, all piece of leather that are used to cover just one's fingers, tahir is the pure, chutz mishel kayotzen, except for those who cut the produce off, nishi mekabelis ha'ig, because since it could be used as a receptacle for this red type of berry that sometimes they pluck it and they put it inside where their finger holders of leather are. So therefore, to me, it's a mekabel tumah because it is a dav hamakabel. Now, nikra, if it tears, it may not be mekabel, says Rav Oigi, but cannot contain the majority of that berry, then tire, then it's going to be pure also that one of the kayatsin. Alochadat, ha'avni chal oiris, regarding a leather belt. V'oiris should teifrin hakitim al akrobay sehen. And regarding the piece of leather that those amputees stitch onto their stumps of their knees, kadishis galgubim al karkar, so that they could roll around on the ground, meaning the abnormal walking that this kitei has, those pieces of leather of the belt and of the kitei, because it does have the form of a vessel. It's not just a flat piece of leather. So too, pieces of leather that are made like rings, that craftsmen put around their arms, so that their clothing should be lifted up from them when they're doing their work, so that it shouldn't fall on their hands again in the way. Mistamim, they are mekabel tumah, where all these have like type of a garment status. Kashar kli arab shutim, like all other types of flat leather garments, where they are rabbinical mekabel tumah, as we said this in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud. Halacha Hey, or should toifrin memenu kisul layod. We're going to piece of leather that they sewed from it a covering for the hand, velazroy, and the arm, shall zoy de ginex, or the gear says, not those who plant the gardens, but zoyri grunis, which are actually those who they would clean out the grain in the granary, and they would cover their hands that holding onto this winnowing tool. So they would cover their hands with leather. And b'shal hechidrachim, those who go, the travelers, and b'shal hechidrachim, those who make flax, which they would bang the flax with a stick, and they would wear some type of a leather covering on their hand so that they shouldn't get harmed from all the banging. Mekabel tumah, those pieces of leather are mekabel tumah. Now, b'vamayi shal tzabam, but if they were from the painters, from those who die, b'shal napachim, from the blacksmith, where they wear it only so that the sweat from their hand should not ruin the coloring and should not slip out from the hand that they're holding onto it when they're doing with their smith, in mekabel tumah, those leather pieces are not mekabel tumah. What's the reason of the differentiation? So Zakal, this is the rule. Kol asul lekabel, whatever is meant to be a receptacle, kadesh lekeu koitz, for example, let's say that should not, the thorn should not hurt him. Okay, kadesh echzi yafu yafu, so should be able to hold onto it very tight, let's say, by the stick of the travelers, that's mekabel tumah. But for asum ne'azeh, whatever is made because of sweat, or kadesh lepasad adabasham asasik bebezeh ziyadu, so that the thing that he's engaged with should not get ruined because of the sweat of his hand, so ein mekabel tumah, that's the case by the tzabom and the napachim, in contrast to that of the hochul drachim, the isipishtun, and those that are zeriginos or the zeire gurones. Halacha Vav continues with what is the measurement of a hole that would purify the leather vessel. So kamo shir hanekeb, what's the size of the hole shinokeb kli arbiyuta that there should be ruined a hole in the leather vessel that would purify it? Sachem is a flask, is mishetinokeb kemitzi pakoye shal shesis, when it gets a hole the size that a ball of the warp thread would fall through, which they're thinner, those threads, than the threads of the weft, which go on the weft. So a ball of the warp thread would fall through. So if it cannot gather a ball of the warp, now the Rambam seems to contradict himself. He says, but once it could contain that of the thicker ball of the weft threads, the weft, mekabel is tumah. It still will mekabel tumah until the majority of it of the vessel has a hole. So what seems to be what the Rambam is saying is that if the flask was originally made with a hole and it does not contain a ball of the warp threads, but since it now when it's initially made it does contain a ball of the air threads, so it would be mekabel tumah. In contrast, if it was not made for that, then already the smaller hole of the shesi would invalidate it and say it's not a kli. Halacha Zayin, haturmel, which is a type of a sack that the shepherds would have, that they would put the inside, there's these small little pockets where they put their small little objects. Shenifchas hakis shebetoicha, if let's say the pouch inside that turmel, it became ruined, adayin haturmel mekabel tumah, still the larger tool, that larger basket, that larger container, is mekabel tumah, because it's still fit to use for larger objects. And ve'in lechibroloi, however, the turmel is not considered like it's attached to the smaller pouch that's inside of it. And therefore, if turmel would touch that smaller pouch, it would not contaminate the larger turmel. Halacha ches, hachemis, which hachemis is an interesting type of a flask where they would take the skin of an animal, let's say of a lamb or a goat, that was not opened up along its length. Rather, they cut it in a circle in the back of the animal, and it was skinned up until its neck, intact. So therefore, the testicles of the male animal is still intact inside this flask. Where it could receive where the testicles were, like a receptacle, but they got ruined, so tahiris. So then the pouches are tahar, because it cannot be used as a receptacle anymore. Halacha test continues regarding vessels that are untied, and that but they're easily tied again. So kli ayir, regarding a leather vessel, sheyesh li lo ois or shnatz, it has loops and has straps. Kugoin sandal imki, the deep sandals, which they would use those who went into the very moist and deep ground. The kishal shnatzis, or a pouch of straps. So even though when they're untied, ein alim tzuchas keli does not have a figure of a vessel, it's only with the straps and the loops, but without that it's like just like a piece of leather. It's still going to receive tuma when it's untied. Since a regular person could easily go lahachnis hashnotzes balulois, could put the straps into the loops, the yachzer kli kibul kashayan is going to go right back to a receptacle as it was. So therefore, it maintains that even when it's open. Now, v'chein, however, what this v'chein means is actually, but the opposite is also true. If nitmu, if these vessels became tummy, v'heis hashnotzim hem, and one removed the straps from them, v'nifzid the tzurasim, and then it loses its form of a vessel, harim tayim, it actually will be pure. Even though it could easily be put back without a craftsman, once you remove the straps, it's going to be purifying it because it's not a kli anymore. Halacha yud, kishol shnatzis. So regarding this pouch of straps, shenitlu shnatzav, where the straps were taken away, adayin hu makal b'tumah. That case is still going to be receptive b'tumah, shenu makabel, because it's a receptacle. Now nifshet, let's say it was smoothed out, and it comes back to being like a regular flat piece of leather, well, then it's pure. Let's say one hang, patches onto it a patch, like a hook, malmatzav in the bottom. So it is mekabel tumah, although it's flat, because that really gives it a form of a vessel. Or a piece of leather, which is used to wrap an amulet, which is a type of like parchment where you write psukim or holy names and you wrap a piece of leather around it, it hangs on the neck as type of like an omen to protect from illnesses and bad things. So that piece of leather is mekabel tumah because it's made to be a receptacle for the actual piece of parchment. Now pshat, it was flattened out, and then tarts. It's not a clay keel anymore. Chazav karach, but that lets you went and wrapped an amulet inside of it. A mekabel tumah, it is mekabel tumah. So mistabim mistara falesa pum, but yeah, it could become tummy and tar even 10 times a day. Again, when it's flattened, it's tar. When it's made as a receptacle, it's tummy. Now regarding the leather that the actual amulet was written on, I mean the parchment, well that tar, that's gonna be pure, because that's not a clay kibble. Now, but mkaras mimenda, but one cuts off from the kameya, vasa chulya letakshin, and he makes a ring of a chain, which a type of an ornament, which even the ornament, even the minute amount, is going to be makabel tumah. And hence, it's going to be kabel tumah from that piece, even from that was taken from the parchment, but it was made into a ring as an ornament. Halachid Biz continues regarding that of tefillin and then of that of a sandal, which have a related halacha. Hatfilah shel roish. So the tefillin, this tefillin shel yad, that's one on the arm, and the tefillin shel roish. The tefillin shel roish is one on the head, is actually composed of four separate compartments, and each one has one of the four parashas of the tefillin. So our bar kelim, it's considered like four different vessels, even though they're all connected on the bottom. Now, harish nitmas b'meis, it becomes tummy, the tefillin becomes tummy from a dead person. And the hitter ketzitzah rishon nebetikne, and then the first one of the bottom, if there's four of them, on the shalreish, so one of them, of the four, was removed, and then it was fixed, meaning a new one took its place. So harehi, so the whole tefillin, is still avatuma, it remains avatuma as it was, even the new one becomes an avatuma because it's now part of the pre-existing tefillah, which is an avatuma. V'chein sotum hitrash nibetikna. So let's say the second one was undone, it was removed, and then replaced. Now, but v'mhitter afashleishes v'tiknim. But let's say also the third one was taken away and then replaced. V'mhitter afarevizu v'tiknim, and then also the fourth one was taken away and replaced. Then nas is kula rishon tuma. Then it's not an avatuma like when it touched the mess. Now it's downgraded one more to be like a rishon tuma. Why? Should he hit to kol achas v'achas? Because every single one of them had been removed. V'chazav v'tiknim kum. Now they all were redone. But a keilu is tefillin achrayinus. It's like a later tefillin shenagur b'rishon, which like touched the first ones. Because each one, when it was replaced, was touching a previous one, but that's it, unless it's part of the original one, it could be an av. But when it's not, because but it touched, because it was part of it, then now when it's they're all new, none of them are the pre-existing one to be considered as part of it, and therefore they're all now a rishon. Now chazav hitin pehitas or rishayna pam shni v'tikn. Now let's say again, they took the first one and undid it a second time and replaced it. Okay, how do you rishon kishayis? So it's still a rishon like it was because it's still connected to the other three. Let's say you undid the second one and the third one, because they're all still as if connected to that remaining one, which is a rishon. Let's say the fourth one, all of them now, a second time, had been taken away and replaced, and then had a cool tar, then it's all going to be tar. And the reason is, in the rishon, because although they had touched the rishon, then they're not the original rishon anymore, but they can't be a sheni, because a rishon, which is what the tefillin was, cannot contaminate kalim, which is what tefillin are. And you don't have any left that had touched the avatuma. And the reason they should valid because it's a derivative, the rishon. Like we explained this, and therefore that's it. The tefillin cannot be a sheni, it's going to be tar. And mechin sandal. We have the same case regarding a sandal. Shutami midras, which was tummy. Let's say a zav pushed his body weight on this sandal, making it a tummy, an avatuma of a midras. Now the nefsika achas me'ozna b'tikna. Now has straps the sandals. Two straps, and one of the straps was removed and then was replaced. It's a tamei midras. It still has a tamei midras because it has its other strap. Nitzke shnei b'tikna. Now let's say the second strap got ripped and then was replaced. Ah, hadei utar min midras. So it's going to be pure from the tamei of midras because you can't use it for its original work when both straps are taken off. Now though you fixed one in between, but sharei nasalo is nam chadash. But they're both new straps and it's like a new vessel which never had a zav step on it. But it's going to have the tumah of touching a medrash, because when you switch the first strap, it touched the sandal that was still tummy medrash, and therefore, now although you don't have the original medrash, but it has maga medrash because it touched that of a medrash. Now, let's say lehispik lesakinus edushayin, let's say you didn't get a chance to fix the first strap, while the second one already tore, now they're both torn, where now it's totally not a vessel at all right now at this point in time. Or if a cable, or if the heel got ripped off. Or the nose of the sandal got ripped off. Or nechle shama got splintered too. Well, then tar, then it's going to be tar, it's not a clean anymore. Halachid gimel, minel shenifchas, regarding a shoe that got ruined. It may not become a rebbe regal. If it cannot contain the majority of one's foot, tar, it's going to be tar. It's not a shoe anymore. Halachid dal tfilah shenitmas, regarding a tfilin that became tummy, so me'imasai taroso. From when is it considered purified that it's not a vessel, which is not a tfilin anymore? So shal yad, regarding the tfilin shal yad, is mishayata oisa mishal shurchais. So it's when you untie the where it's connected onto the board of the piece of leather, which is called the tisura, that on that the tefillin are on. So when you undo it, mishal shruchis, from three sides, that's really considered not as a tefillin anymore. Now, mishal reish, however, as we said there, it's actually not considered like one. It's like really four together in one. So there has to have two things. It has to have mishayat mishal shruchah. It has to have that it becomes undone from three sides. And uvein katzitz l'chaverta has to also be undone from each compartment and the other one to totally disconnect it and not be a vessel anymore. Halachat hazvav hakadur, regarding a bowl, ve'imum, and a mold of where one makes shoes on it, ve'kamei, and the amulet, v'atfilin, and tefillin, which we spoke about, these cases, shenikra achas shenitmu. If they tore after they became tamei, so hanagib em tamei, so whoever touches them is going to be tamei. But of a mashu b'teichen, and if you touch whatever's inside of them, tar, it's going to be tar because now that it tore, and you're able to get what's inside of it, but that's not part of the actual vessel itself. It's not even connected to it. So there, one would be tar. In contrast, ukav shenikra, regarding the saddle that one rides on, if that tore, and they give a mashu b'teichen tamei, and that's really what the contrast are trying to make, if here you touch what's inside of it, one would become tamei. Neshat tefar mechaber, because actually the stitching actually connects it, because the saddle is stitched from one side to the other side, and the connection of the outer piece of the leather combines whatever's inside of them, and therefore all of the saddles are like one body, even what's inside of it, and therefore, in contrast to the other cases, when they're torn, you're able to get the inside, there it's not part of the vessel, therefore one would be tar, and in contrast to the saddle, even the inside would be tummy.